couple first thoughts?
You know, if as a coach, if there's going to be certain things that, you know, we're going to talk about all year, and you get them and you don't win, then, you know, I mean, it doesn't mean we have to like the outcome, but in terms of our players' effort and their engagement, and, you know, I know that throughout the last four games, we've held our opponents under 1 point per possession. We were good defensively tonight. We just weren't good enough offensively, which that doesn't happen very often. And, you know, I struggled whether or not really to put Trey back in the second half. He's not, you know, he's not feeling well, running a fever. And but he wanted to go. And but, you know, there aren't any excuses in terms of that. Part of that is we just got to get a little bit healthy. We have a little bit of that running through us, but everybody probably does. So, but in terms of our players' effort and their engagement and not giving in, if I'm gonna talk about those things and we get them, then as a coach, you know, if I don't get the outcome I want, I don't get to whine and complain. I think if we'll stay there, we'll be fine. If we'll stay where we are defensively, we'll be just fine.
Scott, until this last stretch, you hadn't held two opponents under 80, or more than two opponents in a row under 80. Now you've done it five straight games, you know, defensively.
Yeah, we're getting to where I want to be defensively. And you know, so that's my whole point. If, you know, if we're going to preach that and preach that and preach that and we get it, then, you know, we don't, like, just because we don't get the outcome we want, we know that if we'll stay there, we'll generally get the outcome we want more often.
Shots by Trey, how do you feel about those, Scott? The long three and then the...
You know, we've been riding that dude for 2 or 3 years, and so I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm going to trust him, and I'm not going to say a word to him about it. You know, if you want to say, yeah, I wish he would have done this, but... You know, I'll leave it in his hands, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time worrying about it.
Mm-hmm. What was the debate for you, whether or not to call the couple timeouts that you had, both at the end of regulation?
Yeah, I generally don't. You know, I mean, we're going to play, and, you know, I'd rather not let their defense get set. So I'd rather call timeouts when we score to get our defense set. So, you know, that's the way it is.
And prepping for this game because they were coming off the high of Sunday, how was there? Were there any glaring alarms?
No, but it is difficult, you know. And we talked about that. I always say this, that, you know, it's much more difficult to handle success than it is failure. It just is, and it's just a natural thing when things start to go your way for you to relax, for people to pat you on the back. And you know, it can take your focus off and you can lose your urgency. And, you know, we talked a lot about it. But I thought our players played with urgency. I thought they played hard. I thought, you know, we can't turn the ball over that much. And, you know, we talked about that. You just can't. It's hard to win if you turn the ball over that much. And that's probably the one thing that is just so glaring to me are the turnovers.
And coaching any league, it's tough to sweep anybody, isn't it?
It's hard to win one game versus, I mean, it just is. You know, in our league, this is the best our league's been since I've been here.
Was Andrew, was it sickness again? Wellage?
No, it was more matchups.
Okay. Do you think about, I mean, I know it's just you need to win next game. You know, that's all you're thinking about. But the ramifications of, you know, if you win, I think you get a...
No, I'm not like that. I'm not thinking about any of that. I'm really not. I promise you I'm not. You know, I'm just trying to get our guys through this, get their heads, you know, wrapped around what we need to do next. And yeah, I don't even know. Like, if you asked me the scenarios, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
there anything you're drawing from what went well when you went to Northern Kentucky a couple weeks ago that you feel is going to help you on Saturday?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. You know, they're good. They're really good defensively. They just are. They do a great job. Their zone is tough. And, you know, I think we were pretty good defensively down there. I mean, honestly, it feels like it's so long ago, it's hard for me to remember. You know, I know that we were in a good spot and played well down there, but I can't even remember. You know, we played pretty good offensively against them, which most teams don't. I mean, it's hard to do against their zone.
Scott, we say this is the toughest the league has been, except for a couple teams. It seems like anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah.
Even on the road.
Yeah. You know, there's just so many teams. Yeah, none of it would surprise me. I think the tournament's going to be a war.
Yeah.